This is the Sakar Muli of the 15th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father is having a heart-to-heart conversation with you spirits. You have come to the Father to ensure your lives for 21 births. You ensure your lives in such a way that you become immortal. Question. Human beings have life insurance, and you Brahmins also insure your lives. What is the difference? Answer. Human beings have life insurance, so that if they die, their families receive money. You children now have life insurance against dying for 21 births. You become immortal. In the Golden Age, there are no insurance companies. You should now have the happiness that you are insuring your lives and that you will never die. Song. Who came to my door in the early morning hours? Om Shanti. The spiritual father is sitting here and having a heart-to-heart conversation with you children. You children know that the Father is insuring you, not just for 21 births, but for 40 to 50 births. Other people have life insurance so that if they die, their families receive money. You now insure yourselves against dying for 21 births. Baba makes you immortal. You were immortal. The incorporeal world is also the land of immortality. There is no question of living or dying there. That is the place where souls reside. The Father only has this heart-to-heart conversation with his children and no one else. The Father only speaks to those who know themselves to be spirits. No one else would understand the Father's language. So many come to the exhibitions. Do they understand your language? Some scarcely understand anything. It has taken so many years to explain to you. Yet even now, only a few of you understand. It is something to be understood in just a second. We souls were pure and have now become impure. We now have to become pure again. For this, we have to remember the sweet Father. There is no one sweeter than he. It is only in this remembrance that the obstacles of Maya come. You also know that Baba has come to make you immortal. You have to make effort to become immortal and become the masters of the land of immortality. All of you will become immortal. The Golden Age is called the land of immortality. This is a land of death. This is the story of immortality. It isn't that Shankar told the story of immortality to Parvati alone. All of those stories belong to the path of devotion. You children must only listen to me. Constantly remember me alone. Only I can give you this knowledge. According to the Dharma plan, the whole world has become Tamo Pradhan. To rule in the land of immortality means to claim an immortal status. There are no insurance companies, etc. Your lives are now being insured. You will never die. There should be this happiness in your intellects. We are becoming the masters of that land of immortality, and so that land of immortality has to be remembered. We have to go there via the incorporeal world. This too is Man-Man above. To remember the incorporeal world is to be Man-Man above, and to remember the land of immortality is to be Matiyajibhav, your aim and objective. There are just two words that cover everything. So many different meanings are explained to you so that it can sit in your intellects. The greatest effort lies in having the faith that you are a soul. We souls have taken this birth. While taking 84 births, we have been through various names, forms, countries and times. In the Golden Age, we took this many births, and in the Silver Age, we took this many births. So many children even forget this. The main thing is to consider yourselves to be souls and to remember the Sweet Father. Whether you are walking or sitting, by keeping this in your intellects, you will remain happy. Baba, the one whom we had been remembering for half a cycle and asking to come and make us pure, has come once again. You remain pure in both the incorporeal world and the Golden Age, the land of immortality. People make effort in devotion to attain liberation or to go to the land of Krishna. Whether you call it liberation or the land beyond sound, the term stage of retirement is correct. Those in the stage of retirement live in cities, whereas sannyasis leave their homes and go into forests. Nowadays, those who are in the stage of retirement have no power. Sannyasis call the Brahm element God. They do not call it Brahmlok, the world of the Brahm element. You children now know that no one can stop taking rebirth. Each one has to play his own part. No one can ever be liberated from coming and going. There are now billions of human beings, and more will continue to come down. They will continue to take rebirth until the first floor becomes empty. The incorporeal world is the first floor, and the subtle region is the second floor. This world is the third floor, or you could call it the ground floor. There is no other floor. People think that there is another world among the stars. It isn't like that. Souls reside on the first floor, but human beings reside in this world. You children are unlimited renunciates. While staying in this old world and seeing this old world with your physical eyes, you must not see it. This is the main effort for you to make, because all of this is going to be destroyed. It isn't that the world was never created. It is created, but you now have no interest in it. There is disinterest in the whole of this old world. There is worship, this knowledge, and disinterest. After worship, there is this knowledge, and there is then no interest in devotion. Your intellects understand that this world is old and that this is our last birth. Everyone now has to return home. Even small children have to be reminded of Shiv Baba. Do not inculcate in them any habits of eating impure food or drink. Whatever habits you form in your childhood, they remain with you for all time. Nowadays, the influence of company is very dirty. It is said, good company takes you across, and bad company drowns you. This is an ocean of poison, a brothel. Only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the truth. It is said, God is one. He comes and explains the truth. The Father says, O spiritual children, I, your Father, am having a heart-to-heart conversation with you. You have been calling out for me to come. Only He is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. He is the creator of the new world. He inspires the destruction of the old world to take place. The Trimurti is very well known. The highest on high is Shiva. Then in the subtle region there are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Many have visions of them because they are pure. It isn't possible to see them in living forms with your physical eyes. However, it is possible for those who do a lot of intense devotion to see them. For instance, if someone is a devotee of Hanuman, monkey god, he would have a vision of that one. However, the devotees of Shiva have been told the lie that the Supreme Soul has the form of eternal, infinite light. The Father says, my form is a tiny point. It is written that when Arjuna was shown the form of eternal, infinite light, he said, stop it, I cannot tolerate any more. It is written in the Gita that he had that vision. Human beings think he had a vision of constant, unlimited light. The Father says, all of those stories of the path of devotion are simply to please hearts. I never said that my form is eternal, infinite light. Just as you souls are like points, so too am I. Just as you are bound by the drama, so too I am bound by the drama. Each and every soul has received his own part to play. Everyone has to take rebirth. Everyone has to go down number-wise. The number one soul then goes down. The Father explains so many things. You have been told how this world cycle continues to turn. Just as the day follows after the night, similarly the golden age has to follow the iron age, then the silver age, etc. follow. Then there is this confluence age. Only in this confluence age can the Father change you. Those who were Satopradhan have now become Tamopradhan. They will become Satopradhan again. You called out, O Purifier, come. Therefore the Father now says, Manmanabhav, I am a soul and I now have to remember the Father. Hardly anyone understands this accurately. The Father of us souls is so sweet. It is the soul that is sweet. The body is destroyed and that soul is then invited to come here. Love is only for souls. The sanskars are in the souls. It is souls who study and listen, whereas bodies die. I, a soul, am immortal. So why do you cry for me? That is body consciousness. Your love is for bodies, but your love has to be for souls. Let your love be for imperishable things. It is because of loving perishable things that you fight and quarrel. In the golden age, all are soul conscious, and so when they leave their bodies, they take their next ones in happiness. There is no weeping or wailing. In order to create your stage of soul consciousness, you children have to practice this a great deal. I am a soul, and I am giving my brother's soul the Father's message. My brother is listening through those organs. Create such a stage. Continue to remember the Father, and your sins will continue to be absolved. By considering yourself to be a soul and considering the other person to be a soul, the habit will become firm. This effort is incognito. Become introverted and make this stage firm. Whatever time you have, use it for this. By all means, carry on with your business, etc., for 8 hours, and also sleep, but use the rest of your time for this. You have to reach the stage of having 8 hours remembrance. You will then have a lot of happiness. The Purifier Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." It is now at the confluence age that you receive this knowledge. All the praise refers to this confluence age, when the Father sits here and gives you this knowledge. There is no question of anything physical in this. Everything you write down will be destroyed. You note down these points so that you can remember them. Some of you have clever intellects. They can keep everything in their intellects. It is number wise. The main thing is to remember the Father and the world cycle. Do not perform any sinful acts. Whilst living at home with your family, definitely remain pure. Some children have dirty thoughts and think, "I like this one very much." They say that they want to have a pure marriage. However, only when their friends and relatives cause them a lot of trouble are they allowed to have a pure marriage, in order for them to be saved from that. It isn't that everyone would say that they want to have a pure marriage. Not everyone can remain pure. They would go and fall into the gutter on the first day. Their hearts are attracted to each other's name and form. That is very bad. To have a pure marriage is not like going to your auntie's home. Once their hearts are attracted to each other, they say that they want to have a pure marriage. The relatives have to remain very cautious about this. It should be understood that such children are of no use. The one to whom the heart is attracted should be removed. Otherwise, they will continue to talk to each other. There has to be great caution in this gathering. As you move forward, the gathering will become very lawful. Those with such thoughts will not be allowed to come here. Only the children who are always ready in doing spiritual service, in doing service whilst staying in yoga, become helpers in establishing the golden-aged kingdom. The Father's direction to the serviceable children is, it's no good resting. Those who do a lot of service will definitely become kings and queens. Those who make effort to make others similar to themselves have a lot of strength. Establishment has to take place according to the drama. imbibe all the points very well, and keep busy in doing service. It's no good resting. Only when there is nothing but service can you claim a high status. The clouds come, they are refreshed, and then go on service. There is a lot of service for you to do. Various pictures will be produced to help people understand quickly. These pictures, etc., will continue to be improved. In this too, those who belong to our Brahmin clan will understand very clearly. When you explain well, others are able to understand something. It can be seen from their faces whether they are imbibing this very well, and they are remembering the Father and thinking, Baba, I will claim my full inheritance from you. There would be drums of happiness beating inside them. They will be very keen to do service. They will be refreshed, and then they will run. Many in each centre have to be made ready to do service. Your service will spread far and wide. They will begin to work with you. The day will come when the sannyasis will also come. At present it is their kingdom. People fall at their feet and worship them. The Father says, all of that is the worship of the elements. I do not have feet. This is why I will not let them worship me. I have taken this body on loan. Therefore this body is called the lucky chariot. At present you children are very fortunate because you are God's children. It is said souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. Therefore those who remain separated for a long time are the ones that come. They are the ones I teach when I come. Sri Krishna is in his last birth, therefore only that one is called Shyam Sundar. No one knows anything about Shiva. Only when the Father comes does he explain these things. I am the Supreme Soul, the resident of the Supreme Abode. You too are residents of that place. I am the Supreme, the Purifier. You are now those with godly intellects. I am now giving you the knowledge that is in God's intellect. There is nothing of devotion in the golden age. You are now receiving this knowledge. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become introverted and make your stage strong. Practice I am a soul and I am giving my brother soul the father's message. Make incognito effort to become soul conscious in this way. 2. Become interested in doing spiritual service. Make effort to make others similar to yourself. The influence of some company is very dirty. Therefore, protect yourself from it. Do not form the habit of taking wrong food or drink. Blessing. May you be an image of support for the world and remain constantly busy in the task of world benefit. World benefactor children cannot remain free even in their dreams. Those who keep busy in doing service day and night only see new things in their dreams. They see plans and methods of doing service. Because they keep busy in doing service, they are protected from any waste in their own efforts or anyone else's waste. The unlimited souls of the world remain constantly emerged in front of them. They cannot have the slightest carelessness. Such serviceable children receive the blessing of being images of support. Slogan: each second of the confluence age is equal to many years, and so do not waste time because of carelessness. Avyakt signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Those who have the Almighty Authority Father combined with them will automatically have all the powers with them. It is impossible for there not to be success where there are all the powers. If you find a good companion in Lokic life, you wouldn't leave him or her alone. This one here is your eternal companion. He is not a companion who would deceive you. He is the one who always fulfills his companionship. So constantly stay with him. Om Shanti.